Tomorrow night, it's Michigan State, U of M at the Breslin Center in men's basketball, the first game between the two programs ever, with both of them ranked in the top 10, and the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexrow joins us to talk about it. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am just fine. Did you see anything Saturday night in Purdue that gave you a better idea of how tomorrow night might go?
Well, I thought Michigan State played very well, particularly considering the fact that Michigan was next on the schedule, that Travis Trice again didn't play because of the, concussion concerns. And, even though Purdue's not a very good team this year, that was a packed arena, very hostile crowd, and that's a team that was motivated to beat Michigan State. They've got a little bit of a history there, especially with Brandon Dawson. So I was impressed, and this team looks like it's getting better. So I guess I feel about the same. I feel the same about this game as I have for a while. I mean, I really think it's a toss up. I would give Michigan State a little bit of an edge being at home, but I really wouldn't be surprised with just about anything tomorrow night.
How do you think Michigan is approaching the game?
Well, of course, Michigan is coming off just an unbelievable loss at Wisconsin, and I don't know if you saw the half-court shot Wisconsin hit to send that to overtime, but it was pretty unbelievable. And I mean, that loss. I mean, if Michigan wins that game, they can afford to lose tomorrow night and still, I believe, be in the best position in the Big Ten race, because Michigan's schedule really gets easier from here. They're really done playing the top teams on the road after tomorrow night. But losing at Wisconsin now, of course, if Michigan loses tomorrow night, Michigan is now two games behind Michigan State and would really have to scramble to end up in a tie for the title. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, Michigan, of course, has lost two of its last three, and the other one was a comeback at home to beat Ohio State in overtime. So Wolverines aren't playing their best basketball, but I have a feeling they will be more than motivated for this game.
I guess Saturday night in West Lafayette, judging from your column that I read this morning, there was an effort not to get too wrapped up in the Michigan game right after the win on Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Izzo said, we'll talk about this when we get to the home soil, and they were kind of frowning on questions about Michigan, which I'd never really seen before after a game. Discouraged from asking about the next game, but I think there's a little bit of a concern. You don't want to give the opponent any bulletin board material and things like that. And talking to players, they're kind of downplaying it, saying, hey, big game, good team, but we're not making this the biggest game in our careers. So it's an interesting approach. They can say that, but I still think you'll see tomorrow night 100% intensity on both sides.
No real clear-cut leader on this team, a la Draymond Green or Mateen Cleaves. How is this group getting it done?
Well, I do think they get along well, and that's huge. So, I mean, the Tom Izzo's talked all year about good chemistry, still need more leadership. I mean, Derek Nix is the captain, Russell Bird is the captain. I think both those guys have at times, struggled a little bit to be vocal. I mean, Russell Bird, I think, is a good leader, but he doesn't play much. And Derek Nix, it's not a totally familiar role for him. But I think Keith Appling being named captain recently and the way he's playing, you can even see him on the floor. He'll be a little bit more vocal, telling guys where to go. He knows everything that's going on now. He's a junior. And I think he's been a big part of that. So he's not Mateen Cleaves. He's not the vocal, grab a guy and slam him against the locker when he's not doing well, things like that. But I think you need to have your point guard be some kind of a leader, and I think his emergence in that way has been big for Michigan State.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexrow. It's Michigan tomorrow night at the Breslin Center. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Last Friday, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission announced it filed a complaint with the federal government to ban the use of American Indian mascots and imagery in Michigan schools. Now, the complaint cites 35 Michigan K-12 school districts for alleged discrimination. It also says research now shows the use of mascots causes harm to American Indian students by lowering self-esteem and it impacts student learning and achievement, the department says those results provide a legal basis to prohibit the use of the imagery and the mascots. Current State took to the streets of East Lansing and got a few opinions on the issue.
I think that that's an appropriate move. We don't have other groups of people as mascots, especially in a derogatory 17th century style fashion. Nor do we talk about, you know, tomahawks or any of those other things with other groups. So I think that that would be an appropriate measure.
Some symbols, you know, I know in the past, at least from growing up where I grew up, there were some that were okay, but kind of borderline. And so I think it should be up to the community at large to decide. But at the same time, I approve of the Michigan Council going to the feds to try to make this a bigger issue to make sure that all people are respected equally.
Sometimes I think we just get too, everything is an issue. And I don't think it's always meant to be an issue. We make too big a deal and spend too much time on these issues when, like, if they're honoring that person or that chief or that tribe or something, I think that's an okay thing.
I think that if Native Americans are really offended by the symbols being used in schools, like as mascots, then yes, we should take them out of the school systems as mascots.
I always thought that Okemos High School using Chief Okemos as a mascot was to honor him. He is buried in the area, and those were the folks who were here first.